This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I am Reese Waters. I guess I'm representing the world. I'm here holding it down. Shout out to Chad wherever he is enjoying himself. He picked a solid day to be off. You know what the number is, 800-636-1067, and you know what the story is. Let's start at the end. Statement from the Washington Redskins saying, in part, in light of recent events around our country and feedback from our community, the Washington Redskins are announcing the team will undergo a thorough review of the team's name. You know what? When I heard this, I immediately thought of a criminal justice system, a police department undergoing a thorough review of itself, or one of those companies undergoing an internal review of itself. I was like, okay, all right, fair enough. But a lot of the insiders, a lot of the powers that be, the people with their ears to the street, or to the grass, to the turf in this circumstance, have indicated that there will be no thorough review without an eventual change. And if I'm going with them on that, this represents a sea change in this ongoing saga that is the Washington Redskins name. I did not think we would be here so quickly. I can tell you that. I did not think we would be here so quickly. At least when this story started to bubble up in the last few days, I didn't think we'd be here so quickly. If you would have asked me 20 years ago, I would have thought we would have been here a long time ago. But this is all happening very fast. And naturally, you follow the money, man. Follow the money. This came after FedEx. You guys know FedEx. You leave angrily from FedEx Field. You sit in traffic for hours trying to leave FedEx Field. You know FedEx Field. FedEx just said in a statement yesterday that it requested the team change their name. It's a bit brutal when the team with their name on your stadium requests that you change the name. Not to mention, this happened on the same day as Nike pulled all Washington Redskins products from their apparel site. Now, this shocked me because I had no idea that Washington Redskins gear was available on Nike's apparel site. I had no idea. I was wondering what they were going to do when Chase Young was drafted. People were just going to get Chase Young Ohio State jerseys. Like, I didn't know they made new Redskins jerseys. I didn't know. I didn't know. I got off the boat at RG3. I got an RG3. I got a John Riggins. I got a Sean Taylor. And I got a Doug Williams. This team has not seen fit to give me a player worth purchasing a jersey since Robert Griffin III. Shout out to him wherever he is. Now, there's a lot to discuss here. One of the things, I had an interesting conversation yesterday with Chris Russell, with my man Robin Lundberg, who's coming on a little bit later. Chris is coming on a little bit later, too. It was such a good conversation. I've invited both of them on this here program. I'm here till 6. And Chris was saying that it really was up to the fans because the media, the national media, had their opinions, and generally that was overwhelmingly in favor of them changing the name. But Dan Snyder was essentially protecting the feelings of his own fan base, who were the people that helped him grow his business. And until they changed, there was no reason for him to change. And so I was just curious because the perception of Redskins fandom has long been that we did not want the name to be changed. And it's not a conversation that I have often with Redskins fans, but when you see Redskins fans weighing in, it tends to be folks that appear on the news that are denouncing people who want the name changed. The people who don't want the name change have been the loudest bunch. So the question is, does that perception that Redskins fans overwhelmingly don't want the name change, does that come from the fact that those are the loudest folks, or is that actually accurate? I'm curious about that. I feel like I'm speaking to mostly Redskins fans, although I know there's lots of Cowboys fans in here. And if you're a Cowboy fan in here and you have it in your mind to come in here and give us some janky name like the Wizards, I ain't going for it. I just tweeted out, I just put out on social media, I said, look, I'm fine with whatever they pick as a new name, long as it's not the Wizards. I felt that way in 1997, and I feel that way in 2020. Anything you come with other than Wizards is fine by me. I'm also not a fan of Washington Generals either, because, I mean, as appropriate as that might be, let's look forward. Let's turn the page. Let's at least give us some hope. Don't eliminate the ceiling on day one. Give me something to feel good about moving forward. So there you have it. FedEx lays down the gauntlet. Nike lays down the gauntlet. And now the Redskins are undergoing a thorough review of the name. And evidently that actually means that they might change it. I don't know. I'll be undergoing a thorough internal review just to get you out my face. Like just to get somebody to shut up, my old lady comes at me about the way the living room looking. You know what? I'm gonna look deep within myself. You know, I'm gonna sit here. I'm gonna undergo a thorough review of myself and how I've treated you as well as this fine establishment that we live in. We got a call already, my man Kenny from Fredericksburg. Now, Kenny, as I stated, overwhelmingly, the perception has been that Redskins fans do not want the name changed. Do you find that to be the way that you feel about this whole scenario?
I don't want the name change at all. But my question is, why do we have to change the logo? The logo shows a Native American. I have a statue in my house of a Native American. Why do we have to change the logo, and why can't we name them the Washington Warriors?
Wait, do we? Are you still there, Kenny? Are you still there? Okay, I didn't know if he had bad service or he used the racial slur. I didn't. It was 50-50 on that one. Here with my man Sean on the ones and twos. Do you know what he? What was he trying to name him?
I couldn't quite hear him.
Oh, you couldn't hear him? Okay, all right. That was going to go to a fun place. I had a good feeling about Kenny from Fredericksburg. Hey. You open the call back, man. I'll be here for the next 3 hours and 52 minutes. You got a lot of time. Ain't nothing between me and you but time, space, and opportunity. You can make it happen. I got Mike Wise coming up shortly in this hour. I got my man Darren Haynes, also from WSA9. I got Robin Lundberg coming. I got Chris Russell. I got Grant Paulson. We got everybody. I got my man JJ from out in front of 7-Eleven right here in Southeast. I got everybody. I'm talking to everybody. How do you feel about it, Sean? You haven't told me how you have felt about this whole situation.
I think it's time for a change.
Yeah.
I understand.
Look, I'll tell you this. Dan Snyder has taken a lot of abuse, well-deserved, and he's in a very precarious position because if the fans overwhelmingly want the team name to remain, then he knows he's going to be blamed if it gets changed. So whether it gets changed or not, he cannot allow the perception that he was party to the name being changed. He has to be bowled over by forces out of his control if, in fact, he actually does want the name to be changed. Now, this presents a beautiful opportunity for him. I mean, he couldn't have asked for a better opportunity for him to get the name changed and not be blamed for it. Because he's gone down as stating that he will not have the name be changed as long as he has anything to do with it. And all of a sudden, he's got nothing to do with it. So this is not so bad for Dan Snyder. And the other thing, changing the name is the one thing Dan Snyder could do short of winning the Super Bowl. And we know that's not going to happen. It's the one thing Dan Snyder could do to prevent his entire ownership period to be called the sad years on the Redskins Wikipedia page. You know this whole Dan Snyder era was going to be called the sad years. But if they change the name, they got to change the heading. New paragraph, new outline. It's the only thing he could do. So congratulations on that one. I got my man Kenny in Fredericksburg who called back. Can Kenny finish his call? Let's see if Kenny got his Boost Mobile working in Fredericksburg. Kenny, what's going on, man? Hey, Kenny, what's going on, man?
I was wondering, why do they have to change the logo? I have a statue in my bedroom, a Native American, that is beautiful. That's derogatory. It's a warrior. So why not name them the Washington Warriors and leave the logo?
Yeah, I think if they change the name, I think there's pretty much a 0% chance that they keep that logo. I don't see any way they keep that logo. Now, to your point about, I can't speak to the statue that you have in your home, but there's a fair number of people that feel like having the name and having the logo is something that honors Native Americans. There are people that feel that way. And to you, I would say, well, there's a good amount of Native Americans who feel like that is not the case. And what amount of those people is an acceptable amount for you to have your feelings override their feelings? That would be my response to that. Kenny, I appreciate you calling back, man. You're going to have to find Twitter. You're going to have to find Instagram and Facebook because the phone ain't your thing. Hopefully they at least have good internet service out there in Fredericksburg. Something tells me they do. I think there's some money out there. You guys know what the number is, 800-636-1067. We have one name on the board, the Warriors. I got to keep a list. I'm going to keep a running list, and we're going to whittle this down. We're going to give this team a new name by the time I leave here at 6 o'clock, okay? That's going to happen between me, you, and Sean. Take it to the bank. You can weigh in, 800-636-1067. I'll be right back. Reese Waters on the Fan. Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. I am Reese Waters sitting in for Chad Dukes. You know, Sean, I have a request for 50 Cent. I was chilling post-show after Get Up DC the other day. 50 came on. I hadn't listened to him in a while. And you know how people sometimes change their listening habits? They'll start listening to, like, gospel. Or like my man Darren coming up with, they only listen to positive hip hop, you know, because I'm trying to change my life, right? So I don't want to even subject myself to those negative ideals and images, you know, because you are what you eat, and that's just not what you put in your mouth. That's what you put in your ears as well, player. You know, you feel where I'm coming from with that. So 50 came on, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I just started feeling like a bully. Like I just felt like I didn't respect anybody. I didn't respect any boundaries. I had a meeting. I had like a Zoom meeting I was supposed to do right after that. I blew it off. Because what would 50 do? 50 not showing up on time to no meeting. You know what? I didn't even feel bad about it. I was like, you know what? Listen to 50 Cent has changed my life. All this self-help people got going. Hey, you listen to 50 Cent and you tell me you still care about whatever that BS was that was bothering you. All right. We've been talking about the Redskins name change situation. I got my man. We're going to stay in Virginia, you know, because Virginia gets short shrift on Get Up DC. I talk trash about you all the time. But not here. Not on 106.7 The Fan. This is your opportunity to strike back at me, and I owe it to you. I'm going to go to my man Mark from Reston. Mark, what is going on, man? What you got a good name for me?
I like to think I do. It might be a little unpopular, but first, I appreciate you taking my call, Reese. I like listening in whenever you hop in for these guys here. So my name might be a little unpopular, might be a little lame, but I'm a D.C. guy through and through, and I want to honor my man Duke Ellington and go with the Washington Dukes. He's a very influential man in the D.C. area, really brought jazz scene to D.C., made it really prominent back when he was alive. Also, is a great honor for the great legend of the D.C. area, Chad Dukes, as well. So I thought that could be a good double entendre.
Nice, man. You had that locked and loaded for the day when this would happen to kiss up to Chad Dukes,
time,
man.
Honestly.
You really have.
Yeah. I've talked to my friends about that for a while in the past, and they all hate the idea because they don't like Duke University, which I completely understand, but I don't know. I think it could be a little bit fun.
I felt like Chad knew you was coming. He's like, I'm not being a part of this chicanery. I feel you on that, though, because Duke Ellington doesn't get the respect that he deserves. We talk about a Chuck Brown. We talk about a lot about Marvin Gaye. Duke Ellington, really, when we say Duke Ellington, we mostly are thinking about the school. We're not thinking about the legacy of Duke Ellington or everything that he brought to music and everything he brought to the city. So, hey, I appreciate that. You are in our top two, my man.
I appreciate that, Reese. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mark. We got the Washington Warriors and we got the Washington Dukes right now. We got two names. That's our top. That's our top two right now. I'm not accepting generals. I know that before I came on, somebody suggested the Washington Rednecks. That was thrown out. But if anybody wants to suggest that, they can get put back on the board. My man Tay from Southeast, we breaking out of Virginia, man. What's going on, man? How you feeling about this whole saga?
What up, Reese? What up, man? How you feeling, man?
I'm good, man. I'm good. What's going on in Southeast?
Nah, man. You know it's hot out here in these streets, bro.
It is. It's no lie. It's no lie. My dog just loves to sit outside in the sun, and even my dog was like, "I ain't even doing it, player. I ain't even having it."
Yeah. But for sure, my name pick would be Washington Red Tails. That is paying homage to the Tuskegee Airmen. And also, it does fit into, if you want to keep the fight song, it will stay in with the fight song, so you don't have to eliminate that. But I'm in full support of the name change. I think a lot of the debate on the name change is coordinated to really age. I think our older generation of people, in general, they're not accepting of change. But the younger generation, the same generation that's out in the streets fighting systematic racism, are really the real ones out here that support the change. So I think a lot of you know, the separation between the two is really about age and how you feel about systematic oppression.
Interesting. I mean, I would be curious to hear, to your point, most of the people that I've spoken to that support the name change have been younger fans. That is consistent with what you're saying. So to that end, I'd love to hear from any older fans, or fans that have been a fan for decades who are in support of the name change. I do like Red Tails. I actually sent out, I don't know if you saw me, you follow me on Twitter, at Reese Waters. I sent out a mock-up somebody did of a Red Tails logo that has the burgundy
and
gold.
Good.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. If you haven't, make sure you check that out. That's getting a lot of love in the streets. Warriors getting a lot of love in the streets. No love in the streets for Washington Dukes, man. How you feel about that?
Yeah, man. Actually, I like that idea, man. I actually got people that go to James Madison University, and their nickname's the Dukes. So, you know, that might actually work. But Red Tails or Warriors might work, especially when I want to cop the hat and wear it on. You know, wear it around the city. So, you know, I'm for Warriors or Red Tails.
Now, let me ask you this: if you obviously they change the name, you cop the new gear, assuming it's not Wizards. Are you still going to wear your old Redskins gear?
Nope. I've already taken my jerseys out the closet, the hats, all that. I've already thrown it away. Threw them away this morning once I heard the news. I was elated.
You know what?
It's about time, man.
Don't you think we should have, hey, Sean, don't you think we should have some sort of exchange, like when they exchange guns to get them off the street? Like, shouldn't I be able to exchange my jerseys? You know, for a good cause.
That'd be a clever idea.
It's a good idea, right? Yeah. Like half
get the,
off.
Get the skin jerseys off the block.
Get the skin jerseys off the street. Oh, man. I appreciate you, Tay. Thanks for calling in,
hey,
man.
No problem, man. All right.
I think there's something to that. I'm going to put that out on social media. Remind me in the break. All right. So he is in support of the name change, says he believes that it's a generational thing, and that younger fans, the fans that are fighting systemic oppression, are the ones that are more in support of the name change. I'll be curious to hear from younger fans that don't want to change or older fans that do want to change. But that seems to be, I mean, I can't go for who's out in the streets, but in terms of age, that does seem to go consistent with what I've been seeing. Now, I see that my man Gary from Fairfax believes that they should not change the name. Gary, man, what happened, man? Who hurt you?
Nobody's hurt me. I appreciate you having me on.
What's going on? So why do you believe that they should not change the name?
Well, first of all, let me tell you a second about myself. I was born on the reservation. I'm a Lakota Brule. Some people call us Sioux. We prefer to call ourselves Lakota. Lakota means friend. Sioux means enemy. I've been living in the Washington area for a few decades now. And, you know, the word Redskins has some derogatory connotations. There's no doubt about it. But that was reclaimed long ago into something positive. And even when it was derogatory, it was also used descriptively by Indians and whites. You know, all this taking the Braves out of the lexicon, the Redskins out of the lexicon, and all these other supposed derogatory names towards Native Americans is just going to do just that, take us out of the lexicon. You know, the Redskins used in this connotation is completely used in a good manner. It's used in an honorable manner. You know, you can't, you know, just because you got a problem with a word, you know, you got to look at the history of that word. You know, and
well, Gary,
and the other thing,
what I would say is I have heard both sides of that argument about people saying that the name is non-offensive and it's a term of honor, and that's the way that it's being used with the team. And obviously there are people that feel different, that feel like it's something that's derogatory. So my question for you, Gary, and you're able to make up your mind for yourself, I can't dictate to you how you're supposed to take it, but we also can't dictate to other people how they're supposed to take it. So there's been a lot of different polls on what percentage of whoever is offended and whatnot, and some are high and some are low, but one thing we know, it's not zero. There are people that are deeply offended by this, and what amount of folks that feel like something as trivial as the name of a football team is offensive would be acceptable?
Well, I don't know about the acceptable range. It's never going to be zero. You know, that just where we're,
well, no,
we're
well,
human
no, nobody's
beings.
Offended by Giants.
I don't know. Maybe very tall people might be. I don't know.
So the other thing I would say, too, is that I really hear you in the sense of not wanting to feel like you're being erased from the culture. I really hear you on that. I hear you on that.
You know?
But to a lot of people who say this is something that we do to honor Native Americans, well, why is Sunday at 1 o'clock the only time in your week when you feel it necessary to honor Native Americans? And all you do is put on a Redskins jersey or a T-shirt and go out to FedEx Field, and then you're done. I mean, if that's something that we're going to do, that's something that we need to do, not just have it as a cover for us to keep our name on a team.
I'm glad you brought that up, because in the several years, like I said, I've been around here some decades now. Every time this issue is brought up with the Redskins, it's never, and I mean never, segued into Indian issues. Never. It's always about the Redskins. It has never segued into the real issues of the American Indian people, especially on the reservations. Not once have I ever heard it segued into the health issues, the employment issues, the domestic abuse issues, you know, all kinds of myriad of issues that are important to American Indians. And I've talked to people on the reservation all the time. Okay, I have an extended Indian community here in this area, and almost to a man, you know, I don't know about these polls you're citing, but the polls that I've heard, the vast majority of American Indians could care less about the name Redskins. You know, in the top 100 issues, it's probably 101.
Well, let me ask you this, you Gary, know? And because we have to go to break, but I want you to use this opportunity because you're on radio and a lot of people are listening intently. You have their ear. So where is a place where people can go and learn more about what the issues are that are afflicting Native Americans right now?
Well, you can Google any website connected to any Indian organization, and you'll find a myriad of topics on that.
Okay, so there's not like there's no particular organization that you want to throw out right now?
No, not that I want to throw out here. And then there's some reasons for that.
Fair enough. But you know what? To your point about the fact that we don't address those issues nearly as much as we should, I want to take an opportunity to shed some light when we can. But we do have to go. I appreciate your thoughts, Gary, having me on. Absolutely.
Okay.
Feel free to call back anytime. I appreciate all you guys on hold right now. We got my man Mike Wise, one of the OGs of this movement of changing the name. Man, he been beating his drum when nobody was trying to listen to him. You know how people be out there trying to sell mixtapes out in front of 7-Eleven? That was Mike Wise outside of FedEx. Like, you know they should change the name, right? You know this ain't no good. He been out in these streets, man. I'm going to have him coming up after the break. Reese Waters, 106.7 The Fan. You guys came up with some great suggestions. Well, we got a top three now, right? We got Washington Warriors. We got Washington Dukes. Did anybody actually say Washington Generals? I'm just making fun of that because I didn't like that one.
I heard Red Tails as well.
Red Tails, yes. We got Red Tails, we got Dukes, and we got Warriors. So that is our top three as of right now. Now, I'm going to go to somebody who surely has a suggestion because he's been banging this drum for as long as anybody I know. He is very, very experienced on these here airwaves. He used to be here, and right now we share the TV waves over WSA9. My man, Mike Wise, what is going on, sir?
What's up, Reese Waters? How are you, my friend? I really appreciate the walk-up music. Curtis Jackson, you know, and I go way back, and I just ooze 50 Cent, don't I?
Oh, you absolutely do. That's the way you walk around the newsroom. Y'all didn't know?
No, yeah. I got news for you on that, by the way. So you and I aren't colleagues anymore, crazy enough. But it's a long story. But after my contract ended in April, I got this book thing. I'm writing this biography of this Native American runner.
Wow.
So the good news is I got a book deal. The bad news is we aren't colleagues anymore.
Oh, that's a bummer. Okay, well, you got to make sure you come back on when that book comes out, man.
Oh, I will. I definitely will. But, yeah, so I did come up with a name. The Washington Fighting Whiteys. You like it?
That sounds like a T-shirt that Bomani Jones would wear.
Exactly. No, what a crazy last 24 hours. And someone actually did come up with how about the Washington Americans? Like, now you're American, you do something with the military, or you have a proud vet or gladiators, a logo. And then, like, you're America's new team. You know, screw the Cowboys. You're the team of the – but anyway, that someone – actually, the guy, Kevin Gover's his name, Smithsonian National Museum American Indian director. He came up with that. He goes, why don't they just call it the Americans, you know?
That's not bad.
But at any rate, wild. I mean, if you had told me all this was going to go down over the last 24 hours with – FedEx backing out centrally and Nike taking the team off the website. I would have said, no, that's in people's wildest dreams that wanted this name changed. It's quick, it's fast, and but it's happening before our eyes.
Well, let's stay there because I've presumed I've kind of followed people's lead, the insiders that have said that this is going to be changed. Do you believe that this is going to be changed?
Yes. Yes. And I think it's going to happen. I wouldn't be surprised if it, I wouldn't be surprised if the team made a decision in the next week and where they just decided, you know what, we can't hold this up this time. We can't wait for the cancel culture leftist social engineers like me to leave and the caravan to go this time. This is always going to be a problem. We're always, and now we're going to start losing money off of it. And why don't we try to get ahead of this? Or we've been behind this all the time. Why don't we try to get ahead of this? And instead of waiting, people waiting and asking us for the next few months, why don't we be proactive and do this before the season starts? I wouldn't be surprised if it changed in the next 3 days to a week.
Now, Mike, what do you think most affected this time being different than essentially the last 20 to 30 years? Because you've been beating on this drum for a long time.
Yeah, here's the thing. It's really ebbed and flowed for a long time, Reese. The first plaintiff that filed a suit against the team after the 92 Super Bowl was Suzanne Harjo. And she took the court case to almost 2000. But then they said that the plaintiff she put on there had not the time expired when they could say they were offended by something. So then she got Amanda Blackhorse involved, the Navajo activist, and she actually became a lead plaintiff. And that case almost went to the Supreme Court until First Amendment rights helped them. Now, probably 2013 to 2016, those 3-4 years, I thought there was a good chance it was going to change because there was this renewed movement. There was so much social conscience going on in the world. A lot of players were coming out against it. And then the post of all, my former employer's poll, 9 out of 10 aren't bothered. And they redo this poll, which, for however flawed it was, a lot of people looked at that and said, well, it's the Washington Post and they're supposed to be a liberal paper. They wouldn't be wrong. And so that killed the movement for a long time. And then I got to give it up for Black America. I mean, here's your commentary. The Native America can thank Black America for this changing, because the George Floyd killing, the killing of unarmed Black people in this country by law enforcement, and the movement, the Black Lives Matter movement, creating space for people of color of all of all shapes and sizes and issues. That's really what changed this. I mean, you could talk about the economics all you want. The economics, FedEx pulling out, Nike threatening to pull out. I'm sure Bank of America's had conversations with the team. Like, those big dollar sponsors don't do anything unless they're imperiled in their own controversies over diversity or Me Too. And they're taking the cue from the country. Like, hey, you know what? You could use that term woke all you want, but if Dan Snyder doesn't go woke, at some point he's going to be broke.
That's interesting, because I've long tried to put my brain inside Dan Snyder's. It's really the hardest thing to ever try and do. But, I've kind of thought, I was like, if Dan Snyder in his heart of hearts wanted to change it, he still couldn't, because he knows that the fan base would riot, at least from what we're told the opinion and the temperature of the fan base is. Did you find that to be true, or is it just the fact that the people who opposed the name change were the loudest?
I agree with some of that. I agree that if you polled the season ticket holders right now, it would probably be 80-20 or something, like, keep the name. And I agree that a lot of fans feel like they're being bullied by the creatures of the moment, the mob coming after them saying they're wrong, they're racist, they're awful. And I think that all of those things weigh on people, but look, I think that Dan Snyder realized that if anybody talked sense into him the last 48 hours, they said to him this: look, your fans that love this name are probably over 40 or 50. The people that I know that are under 30 that are fans of this team, they kind of know it's going to change. It's not like they hate it. They like the name. They grew up with it. But it's like they know it's going to change. The people under 20 are like the people in these high schools telling these administrations, we don't want to be named this anymore. We don't want to be named after a living race of people. So if you're Dan Snyder, you're thinking to yourself, wait a minute, my old customers that are coming to these games, if they're not going to die off, they're going to get old and they're not going to come to games anymore. They're going to be watching at home. If I'm going to ever have a new season ticket base, I have to get the young people involved. And if the young people are the people that are going to eventually change this name, which in many ways they have with all the protests and everything else, then I got to get on board with that. And to me, that's the whole reason behind Nike and Kaepernick and everything else is sort of putting your finger in the air. You know, you could be altruistic all you want, but you realize which way the economic wind is blowing and you go, look, people are going to buy our apparel, our sneakers down the road. Those are the young people of America. And the young people of America, by and large, are actually getting enlightened like a lot of our ancestors weren't enlightened.
You know what? I'm glad you said that because that's long been one of my opinions about the changing stances on Kaepernick and Black Lives Matter. I said, you know, if you rejected him before on economic for economic reasons, then I'm going to process you accepting this movement now for economic reasons.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Mike Wise. And when is this book coming out? And where can I get my free copy?
Oh, I will definitely mail you one. His name's Billy Mills. He won the 64 10,000 meter gold medal in Tokyo, and he's still alive. I spent all this time on the Pine Ridge Reservation doing some research about him, and so it'll come the first of the year. Should be available right after the first of the year, and hopefully it'll either be in hardback or paperback leading up to the Tokyo Olympics in 2021.
That is awesome. I'm gonna miss you, my friend. We got to catch a game when you know sports comes back.
Take care, Reese. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks.
Say hi to all the important people you know, including Miss Ellen.
Absolutely, I will. All the important all right. people means Ellen and Darren.
All right. Bye.
Fair enough. All right, that was Mike Wise. Make sure you look out for his book coming out the first of the year. I know a lot of you guys are out here with ideas for what the name's going to be. I see my man Brent in San Diego. I'm coming to you as soon as we come back because I know you're not staying on hold that long from California. Just keep in mind, our top three, the Washington Dukes, the Washington Warriors, and the Washington Red Tails. All right? Sean has a favorite that he's been wanting somebody to get in here that was suggested last show. Somebody just appease Sean and go ahead and suggest that. Give me a call, 800-636-1067. Reese Walters on the Fan. All right, we've been talking about this Redskins name change all day, and we probably will be talking about it for the rest of the day. I promised my man Brent from San Diego, if you call long distance, which, by the way, used to be a thing, I gotta get at you. My man's been on hold for a minute. Brent, what is your suggestion for the name change?
Thank you for taking my call. I like the Washington Red Dogs. Red Dogs used to be a terminology in the NFL back in the day when they used to have blitzes and things like that, and it kind of will still stay like Hail to the Red Dogs. Or, you know, to me, I think they should put like Red Dogs. That to me, that's a good name right there.
Okay, I believe I have seen that. On Madden, don't they have blitzes called Red Dogs on Madden?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, because I know it used to be a terminology back in the day. Instead of, you know, calling a 4-3 blitz or something, they'd yell Red Dog, Red Dog, Red Dog. And being how good our defense is supposed to be, should be, and Red Dog is kind of a mean and toughness type name. They could put a red bulldog on their helmet, or, you know, instead of the, which the Cleveland Browns do, they have, you know, the dog pound, what you just call it, the doghouse at FedEx. So okay. I like that one.
All right. I appreciate it, Brent. I appreciate it.
Red Tails good too. But I prefer Red Dogs because I think it's more of a meaner name. I don't know if red has anything to do with, if it's derogatory as far as, you know, the, Redskin Nation or Redskins as far as the name, red, but hopefully go with that.
But you're not a fan of Dukes.
No, I'm not a fan of Dukes, no.
At least you're honest. I appreciate it, Brent.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. All right, I got my man John from Arlington. He's been on here just as long. John, we got a top four right now. We got the Warriors, the Red Tails, the Dukes, and the Red Dogs, man. What do you got?
Yeah, well, thanks for taking my call. The Warriors is the, if you're going to change the name, I'm going to put that specific down there. If you're going to change the name, the Warriors would seem to be a logical way to go because you can keep most of the paraphernalia and you put a name in there that's used elsewhere on a regular basis, or fairly regular basis anyway. So I think if they're going to change the name, that would be a name change that wouldn't be too difficult to do as far as a change goes. As far as some of these guys that are putting pressure on, you know, like if Nike manufactures its sneakers in South Korea, Japan, or Taiwan or something like that, they're a good, responsible company, and I think that's good. But if they're manufacturing, say, in another large country over in the area that doesn't have so many human or social rights, maybe they should be looked into, too. You know, people get out there and want to be holier than thou, maybe should look at the back of their store and make sure everything's in order before they do that.
I don't disagree with that. Now, where do you come down on the decision to change the name? Do you think they should?
Well, I understand where people who support the Redskins are coming from. You don't go to a game and have a derogatory name and root for it in a positive way. It makes no sense at all. So I don't think that anybody who supports the name Redskins has anything derogatory in mind. It wouldn't make any sense at all, you know. Why would you do that? I think it's up to the people involved. It's up to the ownership. I mean, if there's a real problem and not a press problem, then fine. Maybe it's better that they make the change. But that has to come from the leadership that feel that's a good thing to do, you know.
I agree with you, John. I don't think that people go to games and they're cheering the name Redskins or wearing the clothes for it to be received in a derogatory manner. I agree with you there. At the same time, it clearly is received in a derogatory manner by some percentage of Native Americans. And that being the case,
no, I'll go along with that. That's very true. But you know, it depends. They have to make their own decision. Although they'll make it for different reasons. Obviously, they're getting economic pressure to make it make a change. And you know, given where things are today, it might be a good idea. And I think if they're going to do it, the Warriors makes every. Makes a lot of sense for a lot of good reasons to make the change to that. The only other thing they could do is say, scrap the whole thing, and we're going to make it put a name in there that has nothing to do with Indians or anything else in that nature. You know, Red Tail's a hawk, by the way, as well as a reference to the people that were in that air unit in World War II.
Oh, that's I did not know that. John, you teach me something new every day. This is day one. All right, thank you for that, sir.
You're welcome. Have a nice day.
All right, we have former Redskins star Santana Moss coming after the break. Reese Waters, 106.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.